So welcome everybody. Our president, Michel Vivorca, apologize not being there today with us. And he welcome you. And he was called for an important meeting to the Ministry of Higher Education. He will be with us for the dinner. We are very happy to see so many of us here today, to know each other indeed, and to discuss the outcomes of the Transatlantic Programme for Collaborative Work in the Field of Digital Humanities. Programme created and supported by the Andrew Mellon Foundation to give a great international exposure to the emergency of the digital philology. The Andrew Mellon Foundation is one of the oldest partners of the FMSH. For many years in the past, the Mellon Foundation financed a very prestigious mobility program for East and Central European scholars. Since 5 years, our partner supported actively the Transatlantic Program for Digital Humanities, which enabled 7 international teams and more than 14 researchers to work in the field of the analysis of corpora, the critical electronic edition books, and the studies of networked contemporary literary life. Before giving the floor to Donald Waters, who will chair today our section, and to the all different teams present today, I will like to thank Angela Procoli and Philip Lewis from the Mellon Foundation for taking the initiative of this program, and the Andrew Mellon Foundation who support it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'll add my welcome. My name is Donald Waters. I'm a senior program officer at the Mellon Foundation. I work in the Scholarly Communications Program. Scholarly Communications has been working in the field of digital humanities for about, almost 20 years. And I'm familiar with a number of you and of your work and been following this program. My former boss was Phil Lewis, who originated this program. He retired in 2015, and the program, the responsibility for this particular program was handed over to another of my colleagues, Salim Badat, who, in addition to heading our international program, is responsible for our South Africa program, and he is now in South Africa for a set of celebrations of our 30th anniversary of support in South Africa. So I'm the designated pinch hitter for the Mellon Foundation, but I'm really pleased to be here. This is quite impressive, and the work is very impressive. I am also particularly impressed by the international dimensions of this, the collaborations of the teams, and also the focus on digital philology. You all are surely aware of the claims in the natural and physical sciences about digital curation. I'm often invited as the humanities token representative in discussions about digital curation. Scientists often think of this as a new field, and I take great pride in pointing out that philology predated their work by about 17 centuries, and it's so good to have the emphasis in this program on a kind of curation of evidence that is now very popular in other areas. So I think we want to begin first by going around the table and introducing everyone, or allowing you to introduce yourselves, and then we'll begin with the first session. So, if I may.
Okay. Bonjour, je suis David Fiala, musicologue au Centre d'études supérieures de la Renaissance de Tours. Et nous aurons une présentation demain avec Richard Friedman qui est ici, donc qui nous écoute quand même. Richard, tu veux dire quelque chose? Je ne sais pas si ça marchera.
Yes, it works. I've been doing digital humanities long enough that I have myself become digital now. This is okay. My only existence.
So he's at Haverford near Philadelphia.
I'm Chaim Lappin from the University of Maryland in College Park, and I'm working on the digital Mishnah project with my colleague Daniel Shtetl Ben Ezra over there.
I'm Mads Rosendahl Thompson from Aarhus University in Denmark. I've been working on the Mapping Literary Influences program together with my two colleagues to the left here.
Christopher Nielbo from the eScience Center in University of Southern Denmark. Yes, had the pleasure to work with these two guys.
Yes, and I will second the note that it's a pleasure to work with my two colleagues here and other colleagues. I'm Tim Tangerlini. I'm from UCLA and in the Scandinavian section there.
My name is Robert Morrissey. I'm from the University of Chicago, and I'm working with Jean-Gabriel on the question of use and reuse in large corpora. So how should we do this? Should we pass this around?
Hi, I'm Clovis Gladstone, and I'm also from the University of Chicago, and I work with Robert and Jean-Gabriel and Glenn on the Use and Reuse project.
Hello, Glenn Rowe. I'm a professor of digital humanities at the Sorbonne Université, here representing not only the Use and Reuse project, but also the LabEx Aubeville.
Hi, I'm James Colley. I did not know I was going to be introducing myself. I'm with the University of Buffalo, and I work on the Tesserae Musiwe project for intertextuality in classical philology.
Bonjour à tous, Yacine Belliot, je viens de, comme David Fiala, du Centre d'études supérieures de la Renaissance à Tours. Et voilà, donc je travaille avec Vincent, David et Richard Friedman.
Vincent Besson, donc je suis un collaborateur aussi de David Fiala avec Hyacinthe et Richard Friedman, et je viens du Centre d'études supérieures de la Renaissance de Tours.
Daniel Stockel Ben Ezra, I work at the ETHU in Paris, together with my colleague Chaim Lappin from the University of Maryland on ancient rabbinic texts.
Jean-Gabriel Ganassière, je ne sais pas si la langue officielle est l'anglais ou le français. Donc, je suis professeur d'informatique. I'm professor of computer science at Sorbonne University, and so, as you know, I'm working with Glenn, Clovis, and Robert from Chicago University on use and reuse, which is some kind of work on intertextuality. But yeah.
Thank you. My name is Manuel Portela. I come from the University of Coimbra in Portugal, and I'm part of the group that's been working on translating electronic literature. There are several of us here. My field of teaching is digital literature, contemporary digital literature.
Hi, my name is Maria Mencia, and I'm also here with, I'm from Kingston University in London, and I'm here with a group as well from translating electronic literature, and my field of research is on electronic poetry and electronic literature and digital poetics. I'm an artist as well.
Mark Olson, University of Chicago, Artful Project, and I'm supporting Robert Jean-Gabriel on the reuse project.
Jean-Paul, I'm from Aarhus University as well, working also with electronic literature as part of this translating electronic literature project.
Hi, my name is Arnaud Renou. I'm from University of Paris 8, and I'm also working on translating electronic literature with the colleagues you've heard so far.
Gabriel Tremblay-Godet, postdoctoral researcher at Université Paris 8 and project coordinator for the translating ELIT endeavor.
Hi, my name is Mark Algie Hewitt. I'm from Stanford University, where I direct the Literary Lab. And one of our many projects has been a collaboration with Alexandre Geffin on an empirical literary history.
Hi, my name is Neil Coffey. I'm from the Classics Department of the University at Buffalo. I've been working on the Tesserae Project, which studies intertextuality among mostly in Greek and Latin texts. And I'm working now on the Tesserae Musivae Project with my colleague, Paolo.
Yes. Paolo Mastandrea, University of Venice, Ca' Foscari. Neil Coffey and I met in Geneva 4 years ago, and we decided that we could work together, and so today we are here. Thank you to your foundation and Maison des Sciences de l'Homme. Merci.
Hi, my name is Martina Venuti, and I'm pleased to be here as well with Paolo Massandrea and Neil Coffey with the Tesserae Musivae Project. I'm a Latin philologist.
Hi, everyone. My name is Daniele Silvi from Rome, University of Tor Vergata, and also I work together with Paolo Massandrea and Neil Coffey at the Tesserae Musivae Project.
Hello, I am Angela Procoli. I am Senior Advisor International Partnership at the Foundation Maison des Sciences de l'Homme. And in particular, I am in charge of developing relationships with the International Foundation. So I had the chance to work with Philippe Louis to launch this program in 2013. And I have met some of you at the beginning of the program, and today I'm very happy to see how many scholars and teams have been involved since then in this program.